U.S. that was built by women for women is right here in Michigan. The Ladies Library Association of Kalamazoo has been holding meetings in its historic red brick Venetian Gothic style building since 1879. Here to talk a bit more about the organization's history is the current president of the Ladies Library Association, Marge Kars. Welcome.
Thanks a lot. It's nice to be able to speak with you today.
So when your group formed in 1852, what were its goals?
The goal really was to provide a lending library for the community. It really started back in 1844 when a couple of women in the community wanted to be able to read books and talk about books. And so two women did that in their home. One of them would sew and the other one would read. And it eventually developed into eight women sitting together talking and reading. And they formed the Ladies Library Association in 1852. And that gradually became the organization that is available, is around today, of about 190 women who get together twice a month to talk about other activities in the community, but also to talk about the history of the Ladies Library Association.
Now, I want to ask you, it was a lending library starting in 1859. I take it, since you have a public library system, that you're probably out of that business or not?
We are out of the lending library business, although we still have all of the original books, the 3,000 books that made up the lending library. And actually, that library started in about 1852 when they formalized the association.
Ah.
And then in 1878-79, we decided we needed our own building. We had been moved around the village about six times. We would go from somebody's house to the back of a store to the upstairs of the fire hall. And the collection was getting big, and the number of people who were using the library was getting larger than could be handled in somebody's house. And so the women decided that they needed their own building. And that presented some challenges in itself, not only because of the finance, but because of Michigan law.
Right. Women couldn't own property.
Women could not own property. They could not vote. Married women could own property if it was willed to them by their husband or their father. But single women and women's organizations could not own property. So when one of the women in the group, Ruth Webster, who was a widow who owned property, said, "We have enough money to start the building process, and I'll give you the land that I have on Park Street, but we'll have to change the law in Michigan so we can do that." And the women managed to change the law in the state of Michigan so single women and women's associations could own property up to $30,000.
Can you tell me what the building looks like?
The building is a beautiful Victorian Gothic building, so it's red brick. On the inside, it is black ash woodwork, and if you've never been in a historic home, you will be amazed at the woodwork and the detail and the paneling that's in there.
And if you can't make it to Kalamazoo, you can see some pictures online.
There you go. Yes, not only at our website, KalamazooLadiesLibrary.org, but at our Facebook page, LLA Kazoo.
There's an auditorium on the second floor, and I'm wondering what kind of events have been held in it through the decades.
From the very beginning, once that building was completed in 1879, the women were doing lectures, there were concerts, there were singing groups. The Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra used to play in that auditorium. It's almost acoustically perfect for musical events and even speakers.
I read the Ladies Library Association members were on the front lines of the suffragist movement. What kind of events did they hold to further their goals?
Well, again, they were holding lectures and they were holding events for women. You know, they were not only engaged in making sure that women had the opportunity to read the latest novels or histories or geography, but they also were out there in the community doing work with women and children. They were very much focused on hygiene. I believe they had a daycare for women who worked. They believed in oral hygiene for youngsters, so they were focused on those things as well.
Your website says you promote literacy, arts and culture, women's empowerment. What do you do to make those things happen?
For women's empowerment, we make sure that the building is not only open and accessible to the public, but that we are engaged with other community organizations. Literacy is one of our strong focuses, as you can imagine, as the Ladies Library Organization. But because we no longer have a lending library, because there's a public library, but we support their efforts for literacy, and we do an annual book drive called Books for Babies. We also work with Ready to Read, which is a Kalamazoo County Emergent Literacy Project. In terms of culture, we have musical events. We have quarterly string concerts with a group of musicians here in the community. We do social events. We have Victorian teas for the public. So we continue to keep that building open and accessible to the public. That's part of our focus within the community, is to keep that building open. As you mentioned in your introduction, this is the oldest building in the United States that's been continuously owned and operated by women. It's the third oldest women's organization in the United States. So it's really a national treasure, and it needs to be seen and appreciated and talked about in terms of women's empowerment and women's education.
Marge Kars is the president of the Kalamazoo Ladies Library Association. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lester. I appreciated the opportunity.